Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. February continues apace, and today Maris Kreisman joins me to talk about a real scourge, whiskers, and other hairs that get left all over our bathrooms. Hi, Maris.
Hi.
Welcome.
What a joy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks.
It's Valentine's Day.
Sure is.
And this episode won't air on Valentine's Day, but we're recording it on Valentine's Day. And it feels really right. I feel like every Valentine's Day, somehow I end up doing an episode about hair in the bathroom or hair in the home that's like related to couples. So last year I had John Taylor and Lindsay Adler here to talk about hair, and it was our Valentine's Day episode. And I think that the year before I did a hair related Valentine's Day. Like, I don't know, for some reason for me, hair removal
is intimate. Romance. It's one of the most intimate things.
Yeah,
so.
It really is.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to talk about in the first segment. But fair is fair, and we're also going to talk about another hair related scourge of the bathroom. We're going to talk about dry shampoo. Because for all that men are leaving whiskers all over the place, women are leaving a fine patina of dry shampoo, myself included, except I don't have to share my bathroom with anybody, all over everything in the bathroom. It's bad.
I didn't realize that perhaps dry shampoo leaves a residue.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if I've just gone my entire relationship with Josh just, and he's like, oh, no.
You have. And he probably has. We should also say that Maris is married to friend of the Clean cast, Josh Gondelman, who you guys all know has been on the show a lot of times. And when planning this episode, Maris kind of dropped the dime that Josh is not as perfect as we all think he is. So we're going to hear about that. Before we get into it, though, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat and Tinder Talk, you guys, there's so much Tinder Talk and it's all really good. By becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. I will give you a little preview of this week's Tinder Talk. I have a first date tonight. Remember that I said it's Valentine's Day? Yes. Your girl has a first date on Valentine's Day. I'm wearing a pink bra. Listen, just in case it goes well.
Plan ahead, of course.
Yeah, gotta wear the good undies.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of supporting my show, before we get into all of our whiskery fun that we're going to have today.
That sounds very specific.
I got a great listener email in response to episode 154. 154 was the one where we read the email about that, the quote, that incident in the shower where the poor lady who said she's no lady thought she was going to pass some gas and pass a little more than gas. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, Maris, listen, you know, people just tell me things, right? So we'd read this email, and basically the crux of the email was like, am I ever going to get this shower and drain clean? She was like, I bleached it. I've done like, but is it just like, do I need to like burn the apartment down and move? And I was like, no. Like, you did everything you needed to do. Just like put it out of your mind. You don't have to. She lives with her boyfriend. She's like, I don't want him to know. I was like, well, don't tell him. It's our secret. I won't tell him. You won't tell him. No one's going to tell him.
No one tell.
He's probably not listening to the show. Like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so I got a great listener email from Andy in response to that question. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I thought it was really great and interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. So Andy writes, Jolie, I do have one tip that may augment your discussion on, quote, that incident, end quote, in the shower from CleanCast 154. I absolutely agree that it's nothing to worry about, but if it makes your listener feel better, she can be a bit more thorough, assuming it was a tub and not a shower. If she stops the drain and fills the tub a bit, then releases the drain, it should more fully flush the pipe. To get to the nitty-gritty of plumbing, specifically what plumbers would call DWV, drain waste vent, the one major difference between a toilet and a shower drain is that the toilet's waste pipe is filled completely with water every time you flush, which is what creates the suction that actually causes the flush. Showers, on the other hand, while having a much smaller drain pipe, typically 2 inches versus 3 or 4 inches for a toilet, usually only have a relative trickle of water through them and the pipe never fills. This is why you are more likely to have to snake a shower drain to eliminate hair, etc., than a toilet drain, unless you really shove a lot of toilet paper, but that's a different acute issue, not a buildup issue. Filling the tub and then draining should give it a nice good flush of the system down into her house or building's main waste stack pipe, at which point it's joined with all the other nastiness anyway and way out of range for her to worry about. Just a little tidbit from a listener. I'm not a professional plumber, but I do a lot of DIY home renovations, so I've picked up a thing or two. Andy. I thought that was so interesting. Like, drain mechanisms. Who knew?
Just this guy who's not a plumber but knows about GTL or whatever.
The GTL of plumbing.
Yes. Drain waste vent, baby.
I think it's great. And that's one of the great things about the show is that, like, I mean, everybody has a weird body of knowledge in their life. And I love that I have such, like, excited listeners that they want to write to me about the things that they know. And that then I get to know them, but also everybody else gets to know them.
Absolutely.
It's great. Love it. February has been unexpectedly fabulous. I really, like, I kind of did this bathroom arc on a lark. I'm a poet. I didn't even know it. And it's turned out to be amazing. Like, I'm really, and I haven't covered the topics that I thought I would cover either. It's been a surprise.
What were you thinking you would cover?
I mean, I really thought that I was going to do, like, episode one, the toilet. Episode two, the sink. Episode three, the shower. Like, I was so, like, literal about it.
Right.
And then it ended up being that because of the guests that I booked, like, it sort of meandered in other directions. But I think the other directions have been great, which leads me into today's direction. Which is that when Maris and I were planning this episode, I was like, sing to me of bathroom issues, especially because I wanted to kind of talk specifically about couple bathroom issues. Because, of course, you know, Josh has been on the show and we're all friends. And so I thought it would be a good thing to do. And indeed, Maris sang to me of a very specific couple issues. So I'm going to turn it over to you to rant.
Okay. So first, I want to
lovingly rant.
I want to preface it by saying he is the best person in the entire world.
Literally the best person in the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, just.
Yeah.
Just maybe Michelle Obama.
She's. And Beyonce is good.
I'd say Josh, then Beyonce.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I would
but
agree.
But I think Michelle Obama. Has Josh planted a vegetable garden yet?
He hasn't, but I also haven't seen him Dougie, so I don't know.
I would like to see Josh Dougie. Let's make that happen.
I think we can make that happen.
Okay,
so we'll see.
So we've established that he's the best person in the world.
Yes. He's also a Jew. My mom is so happy that I didn't mean it, but you know, I married my Jewish love, and that means that there's hair. He's a hairy man.
Yeah.
He's got that nice hairy chest. It's lovely.
I come from a line of Indian and Italian people.
Yes. So
there's
you know,
hair in the family.
There's hair.
Yeah.
And he isn't completely clean shaven, but he likes like a little bit of like to have like a little tiny bit of beard.
He's kind of got the like George Michael Faith stubble.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I'm so excited for you to head home tonight and like whisper sweet Valentine's in his ears and be like, Jolie said you look like George Michael in Faith.
I'll be thinking about that later tonight.
I hope so.
My Valentine's meal. And so he does have to shave every day.
Okay. And does he use a trimmer?
He uses a trimmer.
Okay.
That thing is the bitch.
It's the other woman.
It is the other woman.
I should make you guys a little. I have a label maker because I'm me. I should make you a little label for it that says the other woman. Slap it on.
She's
her.
Really.
We should name her. Let's come up with a name for her during this episode. Okay. It'll come to us naturally.
Okay. I would prefer you name her because I don't want to like bring my shit to this. Like, oh, it's Jessica. Oh.
What did Jessica do? Tell us about Jessica. This show is no longer about cleaning. It's about Jessica.
So he does use his trimmer.
Okay.
And it keeps it at great length. His whiskers become like man glitter, I told you, because it has that same, it gets in every crevice, it gets in places where, like, it shouldn't be, like, how is it in my underwear?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Wow.
I
know, happy Valentine's Day to me. You know,
maybe
how does
you
it,
won't complain about that one anymore.
It's just kind of, you know, in the laundry,
yeah,
like in the bathtub, in the sink.
Okay, so here are a few questions I have. Is he normally doing it over the sink?
Yes.
Okay, good, good and helpful to know.
But that bitch Jessica just throws her shit everywhere.
Okay, I have some ideas about Jessica. I'm sorry, that's her name now.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, so let's actually back up. I want to say something first, and it's kind of a frustrating thing to say, but it's really important to say. Some people see detail more than other people's. And it doesn't have
That's
to
true.
Do with the quality of your vision. It does, but not in the way you guys were kind of thinking about. Like, I have to wear corrective lenses. Josh and Maris both do too. We all have flawed vision. But in my life, I see things, I see detail because I have something that's like, it's not uncommon, but it's unique to my vision, called a highly observant eye.
Whoa.
And I bet, Maris, that you probably have the same thing too, and that Josh does not have it.
I know he doesn't have it.
Yes.
I love him so much.
We just want to state, once again, for the record, we love him so much. And there's actually a test that your eye doctor can do for observant eyeness. Yes, I had it done years ago. It's a whole long story as to why. It's not very interesting as to why I had it done, but that's how I found this out. And it explained, for I was in probably my 20s when I found this out, and it explained a lot for me about like why I am the way that I am. Like, I just see things that other people don't see. And so probably what is happening with the whisker situation is not that Josh, and of course he's not, because we know him. And we've established that he's the best person in the world other than Michelle Obama.
Yes.
That he literally just is not seeing the same level of detail that you're seeing. So I say that to say that if you approach the subject of like, Josh, I love you, but you're leaving whiskers all over the place and they're making me crazy.
Yeah.
That, I mean, pun intended, look at it through the lens of the fact he doesn't even know.
I'm sure he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He's not being malevolent.
No, he's
and
not.
And of course he's not, because he's Josh.
He's not. Yes,
he would
it's
never
not
be.
A passive-aggressive thing that he's just.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's also not laziness. It's also not that like he's like, oh, I'll just leave it. She'll clean it up. Or I'll just leave it. It doesn't matter. Like,
no.
I think he just is not, literally just not seeing it. So given that, approach the conversation, if you decide to have one, through that lens. And then
yes.
suggest a couple of different approaches to managing the whiskers before they go everywhere.
Yes.
Now, I want to say this. First of all of these solutions are good but not great.
Okay.
And I would suggest for everyone that you try them all out and see which one feels the least awkward for you, because some of them just like, and I can't explain why, it's just like the human condition is this way, that like one of you will think like, oh, well, this is the foolproof solution to this problem. And another of you will be like, this is so frustrating. I can't line my sink with a plastic bag. Like, it's making me crazy. And a lot of it is really just trial and error to figure out like what works best and doesn't drive you the most crazy about it.
Okay.
The idea is basically to like prep the sink area before you start your shaving to minimize whisker flow.
Right.
And aid in the ease of cleanup when you're done. And a lot of these techniques, so obviously I don't, and thank God, I have enough problems with the hair management in my own life. Oh. I don't have to trim my beard because I don't have one.
Right.
But a lot of these techniques are things that I actually did pull out of my own life because I have been coloring my hair at home for pretty much my whole life.
And it looks great,
and
by the way.
Now, thank you. Now that it's blonde, I don't have to worry about this. But for 100,000 years, like I definitely when you met me, I had red hair.
Right.
Like I colored my hair red. And red hair dye has a way of getting everywhere. And it's because it's red. It stains. And so I would go through a whole elaborate like lining of the sink routine.
Sure.
Every single time I was going to dye my hair to basically mitigate the damage that the dye was going to do to my bathroom. So I say that to say that like I'm sympathetic to this plight.
Okay.
I've had to live it in my own way. Now, I also want to say this. I wrote an article a couple of years ago. It was an Ask a Clean Person column. It's called Here's How to Never Again Deal with Beard Trimmings All Over the Sink. It was not a Valentine's Day column. I'm actually kind of surprised it wasn't. I do want to say this, though. It was for Esquire. And there's a thing that I've been dealing with another publication that I used to write for a very, very long time. And now I'm dealing with it with Esquire, that like the publications themselves are problematic. And Esquire in particular just recently published a very egregiously offensive cover story, tone deaf, wrong in every way. I'm not going to get into the whole thing because if you.
And then they kind of doubled down on it.
And then they doubled down on it. And, it puts me in this tricky situation of not wanting to push people towards Esquire because I think just don't read it. But also, like, my content is still good.
And plenty of people who work there are still good.
Sure. We'll go with that. I just want to acknowledge that, like, there's no great solution for me with this stuff, but it's something I think about, and I just wanted to at least acknowledge that, like, you know, I'm sorry that Esquire sucks. I don't write there anymore, but, like, my content still lives on, and it's good. So, yeah. Okay. So with that, let me give you the kind of, like, few ideas that I had for mitigating this mess. The
Excellent.
First one, and this is the one that I take out of my own life with the hair dyeing. Lay out paper towels or newspapers before you start.
Hmm.
So, like, to me, that's the easiest one, right? That, like, you just shave over the sink into paper towels, gather the paper towels up, wipe out the basin when you're done, dump them in the trash, and hopefully, make a little, like, pouch of the paper towels.
A little glitter pouch.
Glitter pouch, yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Not great, but I mean, it might help. You know, one other thing that might help is, sort of like going back to this, like, he probably doesn't even see it. Just like pointing out, like, hey, this is getting everywhere. Don't move around so much when you're whiskering. Like, just stay still, de-whisker, and get out.
Yes. Like, get in, get out.
Get in, get out. So that's the first one. You know, the problem with that is that it's wasteful. Then you're throwing away stuff.
Right.
Kind of why I suggest newspaper, because if you still get paper newspapers, which some people still do.
We do.
You know, before they go in the recycling bin, you can get another use out of them. You
but
know?
Then doesn't the print come off on the sink?
I mean, it
would I be creating another problem?
You might. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because this kind of leads us to the next thing.
Oh.
Hair management is much easier done on a dry surface than a wet surface. So a wet surface plus hair is like hair glue.
Mm.
So one thing that might work is drying the sink out first before your newspaper or your
right.
paper towels go in. And that will help. But also just generally, like, it is good to be shaving over a dry sink and not a wet sink. Yeah. I'm crazy about standing water, so I'm always wiping up water drops. But I know that people aren't as crazy as I am about that. Here's another one. This doesn't even matter. This might be the better solution for you because this doesn't matter if the sink's wet.
Okay.
Use plastic grocery bags to create a barrier. Yeah. Just throw one down into the sink. That to me actually seems like the best solution. It seems like a more manageable and less awkward solution than newspaper or paper towels.
I feel like this is so unpolitically correct to say, I need more of them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everything's getting greener, mm-hmm. and I don't collect them the way I used to.
I am feeling the exact same thing. I blame it on the fact that a Trader Joe's just opened in my neighborhood. So now I don't go to the grocery store anymore. I go to Trader Joe's.
So you get the
brown paper bags.
Brown paper bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have a 7-Eleven bag on this table now. And
I know.
It's like, when do they not come in handy?
Do you want to take it home for the whiskers?
No, that's okay.
I'll bequeath it to you.
I'll go about this alone for now.
Okay. That actually leads kind of nicely into the next suggestion, which this is actually better for this isn't really going to work for Josh's careless whisper situation that he's got going on, which we should also say that the episode title of this episode is my favorite. I will never, ever write a better episode title. You guys, it's called Careless Whisker.
It's great.
Just the best thing in the world. This is better for guys who have full beards who are doing, you know, monthly. How often do guys with full beards do their beard trimming? I don't even know that.
I have no idea.
I've never dated a guy with a beard. I'm not a beard gal.
I don't know.
I guess it just varies depending on like the bushiness of the beard and how fast it grows.
I mean, everybody's different in their growth.
Yeah. I'm gonna guess once a month and just say that it's completely uneducated. I'm just guessing.
Sure.
Just guessing. Let's just go with it. Okay. So this is one that's probably better for that set, which is making a poster board or cardboard dustpan. Yeah.
Oh.
Right? That you shave over. And this came to me from a listener. So the idea is that you like create a fold or a flap at the bottom of the cardboard or poster board, and then you set it over the sink area. And then the hairs fall onto the board and they get trapped in that lip that you've created, which then can be tipped into the trash can. And then you can reuse the same poster board. Like
green.
Green. Yeah.
Huh.
So, but I don't, but I feel like that, maybe that actually might work for Josh.
That might be the thing.
That might be the thing. Okay. Here's another one.
Yeah.
I actually like this would probably be my thing.
Okay.
Dedicate an old sheet or towel for beard trimming day. Now for this purpose, something smaller, like an old pillowcase is going to be, you don't want the full fitted sheet. That would be quite unwieldy.
That would be a lot of beard hair.
Or, you know, like a hand towel, like that's the right size, but also you can cut up an old towel or an old sheet, to use for this. And the idea is you just like, you know, lay it over the area where you're doing the trimming. Trim on it, sort of fold it up, shake it into the trash.
And then it's gone.
Yeah. Easy.
Huh.
All right. Here's my last thing.
Yeah.
Here's my last thing. a small handheld vacuum. As long as you've kept the sink area dry. And that's the crucial thing. You have to start with a dry sink area because a vacuum will not pick up wet hair off a wet surface. Because, again, glue. Glitter glue. Like how we glue our glitter to our eyelids.
I love, like, I knew something amazing was going to happen when I came here. You're telling me to vacuum my sink.
Yes, I'm telling you to vacuum your sink.
I love it.
And I'm going to even do you one better. There are a lot of handheld vacuums that you can get that are wall mounted. So, like, you know, we all live in New York where, you know, all our space is so limited.
Yeah,
and especially in our bathrooms. And so if you have some wall space for it, using vertical space is a great use generally.
Yeah.
For storage when you have limited space for it. So, yeah, a wall mounted handheld vac, and then you can just, and they have they're tiny ones.
I'll get a tiny one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. We've solved this. So, again, the thing, you guys, just really probably the most critical piece of information is that you, when you're shaving, you do just want to try your best to start over a dry sink. So if that means, you know, paper toweling it off, it means getting some of those microfiber sponges and just leaving them out so that you can quickly dry off the sink before you start your shaving. You start with a dry surface. It's just going to make life a whole lot easier for you. Yeah. So, okay, with that said, Maris and I put out a call on Twitter for questions and just kind of wanted to see what we got. And we did indeed. We got some good stuff. But we also got a good, it's not groundbreaking, but a good tip from one of your followers.
Yeah.
Nor would I. Tweeted at us and said the best solution I found is to shave in the shower. Which that makes sense too.
That makes sense too. I imagine it's harder for men who like need to see their face.
Right. Like you'd have to get one of those fog-free mirrors.
Yeah.
And then it's a question of whether or not the trimmer that Josh is using is waterproof
Yes.
Just things to think about, but I figured it was worth sharing.
Absolutely.
That little tip for us. So
yeah.
On that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Maris and I will be right back with more about hair in the bathroom. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Maris Kreisman.
Hi.
Hi. We're talking about your bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's February.
Yeah. I can't even say it once.
Try it again.
February.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Oh.
Right?
It sure does.
There are great suggestions, but one of the other suggestions that I was really keen on was February.
Oh.
But February doesn't roll off as well as February. February rolls off.
February. Yeah, February.
February.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it's got to be. Yep. okay. So I mentioned that we put a call out on Twitter for hair-related questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not see this one coming. I should have because I live it. But I didn't see it coming. And, you know, I got to say, fair is fair. Now that we've solved whiskers and dragged men. I think that we got to turn our attention to another scourge of the bathroom that's mostly a lady scourge, just dry shampoo. So I am a big dry shampoo girl. Are you a big dry shampoo girl?
I am.
What's your brand?
My brand, it's the expensive stuff.
Of course.
The gray. Oh, what is it called? It's the only one that will work for me, and I've tried everything.
Yeah. So I went on a big kick when I first started using dry shampoo, and I was like, I'm just going to test like every brand, yeah, and see. And there were a lot of really bad ones.
Yes.
Like there were ones that just stunk.
Absolutely.
Like that's a huge problem. The perfume issue is a whole thing. There were a lot that made my hair really staticky.
Oh, which, I didn't get that. But...
yeah, I think the Dove one made my hair really staticky. Yeah, I tried a whole bunch of them. I'm a Baptiste girl.
I do like Baptiste.
Yeah, and I buy it at TJ Maxx for cheapy cheapy. So that's my secret.
I mean...
Because they almost always have it at TJ Maxx. Or Marshall's, one or the other. They're the same thing.
Yeah, they're the... yeah.
I mean, literally, they're owned by the same parent company.
I do sometimes use the dark brown, which I imagine is more problematic in the dry shampoo world.
For mess making purposes, yes. It sure is. But honestly, it all makes a mess. It all makes a mess.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me set how this all came about. So Maris tweets out my call for questions about hair, and one of her followers tagged someone who either her boyfriend or her husband.
Yes.
I think it was husband. And was like, you know, meaningful look, basically. And the husband, I'm pretty sure it's husband.
Yeah.
Smitty McGee. Is his Twitter handle. Responded. And, I mean, really, really won the day.
He did.
He really did. I'm going to have you read it. So I've read a lot today.
Akin to the fine dusting of dry shampoo that covers our apothecary shelf of ointments, unguents, did I say that right? Unguents, yes. And elixirs. So he not only got in there and said, you're a problem too, but he used fancy words.
Uh-huh. And he got right in there with her 10-step skincare.
He really...
I mean, he really went for the jugular.
He got her.
And he won the day. I mean, he really... He did. He won the day.
He did.
So I thought that it was well worth acknowledging this. Because first of all, I think it's also one of those things that even if it's your own bathroom... and it's your own dry shampoo. I think a lot of people don't even notice.
I don't notice
building up.
No.
And it's easy not to notice it. And I will tell you that it actually took me a while to see it. And I think I finally realized it because like I knelt down on the floor to like wipe something up, and I was like, what is this white stuff on my on the knees of my jeans? And I was like, oh my God, it's dry shampoo. I've been spraying this stuff all over the place. Of course it's on my floor. It's aerosolized. Like, it's not just going onto my head. It's going onto the wall behind me. It's drifting down like the inner contents of a snow globe all over every surface of this bathroom.
My bathroom is the bottom of a snow globe, and I didn't even know.
That's right. That's right. I know. We reveal horrors on this show.
Yeah, we sure do.
I ruin lives and reveal horrors. That's what I do. So look, I don't have any wisdom for preventing this. I don't. I just got to tell you it's a
everywhere.
Thing. I just got to unfortunately tell you guys that it's a thing that's happening. And now that you know, you can't unknow. And you can either live with it or you can clean it up. And I'm going to tell you how to clean it up. It's not hard.
Okay.
But it's kind of a pain. So the first thing is, and I do not have this luxury. I have to suffer because of the way that my bathroom is structured. I have very limited storage. And so I had to basically create a vanity for myself.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, everything is out.
Right.
All of my lotions and potions and unguents and so on and so forth. Right. And it means that everything gets coated in this fine patina of dry shampoo, and it's frustrating. And now I do see it. I mean, I see, like, the tops of my mascara has, like, a little white film on it.
So once it was revealed to you, you just noticed it everywhere?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow. Uh-huh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. I'm sorry. Like I said, ruining lives. So if you have the option of not storing things on bathroom surfaces. Mm-hmm. Take it. Mm-hmm. Because it is very easy to wipe off a clear surface. All right. you have to do to remove dry shampoo from a clear flat surface is take a paper towel or a microfiber cloth and just run it over the surface, and that's it.
Done.
Done. You don't even need a cleaning solution for it. It'll come up. If it's a surface that has stuff on it, the residue is going to be on all
the
stuff. Yeah. So what I have found the best way to pick it up is that there are reusable – you guys are going to think this sounds crazy, but they're actually – it's actually like a great, great, great product. There are reusable paper towel, quote unquote paper towels, that are actually very, very, very thin microfiber cloths.
Oh.
A company called Casabella makes them, C-A-S-A-B-E-L-L-A. They come in like – it looks like a tissue box that, like, you know, you can pull them up and out like Kleenex.
Yeah.
And they think they come 10 or 15 to a pack. You wash them and reuse them. You can use them a couple times before you wash them. You can use them once and then wash them. They don't last forever, ever, ever. Like, eventually they'll just get kind of, like, tatty and you'll want to toss them.
Okay.
But, like, you can get at least a year or 2 years out of them for sure. I have found that those are the best things. So I refer to this process of cleaning my vanity of its dry shampoo as dusting my makeup, because I literally am dusting my makeup. but I found that those are just like the best things. Like, they just pick up. Microfiber has a little like static electric charge to it that makes it better at picking stuff up than like paper towels.
Sure.
So I love those for picking up the dry shampoo dust. I think they're great. And they can be used dry on the floor to just like bend over and quickly like wipe the floor off of your dry shampoo, the sink surface, the tops of perfume bottles, like all the stuff that the dry shampoo is on. One last thing to mention about places that dry shampoo is getting.
Uh-oh.
It's getting on the wall. It's getting on the wall right behind where you spray the dry shampoo.
Sure.
And especially, you mentioned the brown dry shampoo.
Oh, yeah.
I bet if you turn around and really look at the wall right behind where you're normally doing your spraying, you'll be like,
uh-oh.
Yeah, there's a little brown. Oh, yeah. Oh. You can just wipe that off. Just water. Huh. Soap and water. Little
great
all-purpose spray and a sponge. It's not hard to come off, but like, if you don't know it's there, until one day you're like wiping a wall off for some random reason, you're like, why is this brown? It's just dry shampoo.
Yeah. Dry shampoo.
Yeah. So there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I ruin everything.
Yeah.
But at least I can offer
Jolie
some help.
Glasses.
At least I can offer some help. All right. Listen, on that kind of grim note.
We're all filthy.
That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. Maris, thank you so much for coming. This was really fun.
It was such a pleasure.
I want to have you and Josh on together.
Fun.
Yes.
The airing of grievances.
I mean, this show is basically Festivus.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we will work to make that happen. If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson. And selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.